Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Sup, players? Ellie here. Josiah had to step out, so no potty intro for him today. Sucker! Lucky for you, though, because you get just me, and I'm better. Now, here we'll be in most of this show. We talk about weird compliments. We talk about Bernard Tomic being a real flog, let's face it. We premiere a new game called Meet Me in the Riddle. It's all doing riddles. I mean, it's been done before, but hey, not on our show. So we thought, why not? Bring it in. Get the brain juices pumping on a Monday morning. Or whenever you're listening to this podcast, really. Dean McCarthy joins us as well, live from Hollywood. And Josiah grosses out everyone. Really, don't be eating while you're listening to this podcast. It's impossible, really. You'll throw up your food. But on that note, enjoy. Happy listening. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Right, over the weekend, I need you to tell me whether something that happened to me was complimentary or whether it was semi-offensive and a bit sarcastic.
All right, paint the picture. Where were we?
Okay, so I went to an art class on Saturday night for my housemate's birthday.
Wait, go back. An art class?
Yeah.
Did we hear that correct?
Yep. Last time I did art was in year 8, and it's the only subject I've ever failed. Fun fact.
Safe to say the Josiah and Ellie show is the opposite to art.
Yeah.
We are horrific drawers.
Yeah, but went along regardless. I heard it was BYO, so that was enough to get me there. So I had a few wines, started painting some vases and whatnot. And it was one of those classes where we had our group and then there were a couple of other groups there. So everyone was kind of mingling and making friends and whatnot. And there was this one guy there in particular and I just couldn't figure out his dynamic. He was very confident. I think he probably had a few drinks under his belt. But I couldn't figure out whether A, he was dating the instructor lady, B, he was dating someone at his table, or C, he was single and ready to mingle. I was like watching him. I can't figure you out.
What are you talking about? I wasn't at the art class.
You're all three of those in one night.
Yeah.
So he's very confident, this guy, and he kept kind of coming over and making conversation. And then towards the end of the night, he comes up to me and he goes, I've just got to tell you something. And I was like, oh God, what's going on here?
Wait, first of all, is he a good looking rooster or?
Not particularly. Like he was fine. You know, probably not my type. Probably wouldn't have gone there even if I was single.
Oh, come on.
But I kind of got the impression that he was hitting on me by this stage. I was thinking, all right, he's single. Anyway, so he comes up to me and he goes, I've got to tell you something. You've got paint on your forehead. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know. Like I got paint all over me. I've been painting all night. Like, good gear. And he goes, I mean, don't get me wrong. You've got the most gorgeous forehead I've ever seen. But I just thought I'd let you know that there's paint on there.
Wait, he said you have a gorgeous forehead.
I have a gorgeous forehead. And I was like, I don't know whether that's a compliment.
I mean, I can't really help you out here because I've never looked at a forehead and gone, oh, that looks really nice.
That's the thing. I actually am quite self-conscious about my forehead because I've had like little wrinkly lines on there since I was about 10 years old.
Nothing a bit of Botox can't fix.
Yeah, I know. If you're a Botox owner in the Shepparton region, hit me up, 13, 12, 16. And so that was the end of the interaction. I was like, okay, cool, thanks, I'll get it.
And he just walked off.
Yeah.
What are you meant to think?
I don't know.
I think it's his way of backhandedly trying to compliment you.
Do you think?
He's hitting on you. That's all he's doing. He's just trying to find the most random thing to spark some sort of conversation into you falsely, I don't know, wanting to, he probably thinks you want him more now or something.
Maybe. I mean, I suppose it was like an attempt at a conversation starter, but then was he dating the girl at his table? Was he he might not have been single. He might not have been hitting on me at all.
I mean, I've heard of foot fetishes, but I've never heard of a forehead fetish. There's a new one.
Well, I just thought that is hands down the strangest compliment I've ever received. And I'm going to take it as a compliment, especially with my insecurities about my forehead. I need a win. But I want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. Have you had a weird compliment recently? Kind of left you scratching your head, in my case, scratching your perfectly proportioned forehead.
Well, just during that song then, I went to the bathroom and Courtney from Sales has got a new hair dyed.
Yeah.
She's got like pink hair.
Yeah.
And it looks nice. She looks really good.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, you look really nice. Love the new hair color.
Yeah.
And then I said, she goes, thanks so much. And I said, you kind of look like our hit symbol, because our hit symbol's got pink in it. I was like, you're almost the same color. And she looked at me like, I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, it is a compliment. But she found it very weird that I said it.
Well, I mean, who doesn't want to look like the hit symbol, really?
True.
Ben from Maroopna, has this happened to you?
Yeah, one of my aunties said, your body suits your head even though it's quite large. So I got a really big head, but apparently it suits me.
As in the rest of your body's quite large as well?
No, it's kind of like one of those bauble things. I've got a very large head. I had to wear a neck brace as a baby.
What?
So hang on, did your body just never grow into your head, or your head never grew into your body, or it needs to grow?
I think the head just started thinking a bit early. And yeah, the body's just always been smaller. I got called egghead as a kid, which was a fun little bully.
It's full of brains, right? That's what is that your standard line? So, how are you on a dance floor? Do you look like a bobblehead? What's the deal?
Oh yeah, it's a bit of like a topsy tilty, but it works. You make it work. I've learned with this for 25 years now. I'm getting better at it.
And no emotional scarring there, Benny?
Oh no, you move past it. You just don't think about it.
Well, you can't afford to. You've got too many other things going on in your brain. All right. Thanks for your call, Ben.
No worries.
Do you know what? I reckon a compliment's a compliment. I've decided throughout this whole process, I think, do you know what? I'm going to take what I can get.
You can. Take all the positivity you can out of a weird compliment like that.
Well, in that case, Josiah, your earlobes are amazing.
Thank you.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
You summed up Bernard Tomic just before that song in the perfect description, I think, Ellie, and that is the guy is a flog.
Yeah, look, there's just one too many controversies surrounding him in his illustrious career that has just made me decide, no, I can't do it.
Part of me thinks maybe that's just what he's like for the cameras because he's, you know, the fame and all that sort of stuff. But I know personal stories, which I can't really share on the radio, of people that I know have come into interaction with him. The guy's a peanut as much as he is as what we see in the news as well, off court. The guy's a tool. Anyway, he did an interview last night on 60 Minutes with his dad. The two of them sat down with Alison Langdon last night to talk about, were you across the feud that happened during the Australian Open?
Yeah, refresh my memory.
So basically, he walked out in round one because he was having a terrible, he's terrible, let's be honest. He barely ranks in the world at the moment.
So he didn't even finish his game?
No, he finished, in the round one. And then in the press conference afterwards, he took that opportunity to smash Leighton Hewitt. Right. Basically saying the reason he has his favourites and that he'll never be in the Davis Cup for blah, blah, blah.
Oh, geez. Classy.
Very classy. Anyway, last night they sat down with Alison Langdon and he decided to have a go at Leighton Hewitt, because what are you saying? In 2010, he said this is how the feud started when Tomic was just 16 years old. He said Hewitt sat him down because Hewitt had a lot of people at Tennis Australia against him at the time and said, I'm not going to let you play tomorrow unless you tell me who the people that don't like me are. And since that moment, Tomic hasn't liked him back. So that's what he's claiming is whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
We don't know. Tennis Australia.
It's a long time ago to still be holding on to that grudge.
Exactly, the grudge.
Even if it is true.
But the moment from the night that everyone is talking about is not only did he have a grudge, but he also confirmed that he has threatened Leighton Hewitt. Have a listen to what Alison Langdon asked him here.
There were very serious allegations that Hewitt levelled back at you, that you physically threatened him and his family.
Yeah, I did message him threatening. I said the exact words I said was, if you come 1 metre from me, I'll knock you out. And he knows that. If you ever try to talk to me, come 1 metre from me, I stand by that. But did I do that? Did I say mention his family? That's pretty low.
Oh, it's just so petty. Like, especially these guys that are, you know, always at the same tournaments. They're always around each other. Tennis Australia isn't, you know, a huge kind of conglomeration.
No, you're right.
So, of course, they're going to come into contact with each other.
It's a terrible look for Tennis Australia as well. The difference is, and don't get me wrong, depending on what side you're on, I'm guessing most people are Team Leighton Hewitt. Leighton Hewitt has his fair share of moments over time as well.
Yeah.
He was labelled a bit of a peanut back in his day.
Yeah.
But the difference between the two is the way they played their tennis.
Yeah.
Tomic, however you want to pronounce his name, he displays that giving up spirit, which is very, very un-Australian. Mm-hmm. And so the controversy aside, when he gets on the court, he gives up.
Yeah.
The difference with Leighton Hewitt is, even though he had his issues, he would play all the way to the end and fought with that Aussie passion.
Yeah.
And that is why people will back Leighton Hewitt, because they like seeing that passion and that spirit on the court. And that's how you should play sport. When you're representing your country, you give it your all. And Hewitt did that.
Yeah. And the pettiness that Tomic is showing, you know, like he's just...
Not to mention his dad did 8 months in jail in 2013 for bashing his tennis partner as well. So the pair of them are no better than each other.
Yeah.
So.
You know what? We need Tomic to leave. We need Kyrgios to leave. We need all these young guns who are doing well, Dean Noor and Ash Barty and stuff. They need to be the new faces of Aussie tennis.
Oh, I think you're right. We need to stop focusing on the Tomics and the Kyrgios unless they start pulling their finger out and and start playing tennis. Just shut up and play tennis.
Yeah,
and play
and
good tennis.
Just be a good sport. You That's know? It. It's not that hard.
In the meantime, there's players like you just said, Demon, or that are way ahead of them in the rankings.
Yeah.
So let's focus our attention on them.
Yeah, agreed. Stop talking, Tommy. No one cares.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I had football training Friday night, Ellie. Always a good run around in the 38 degree heat.
Ugh.
Good little sweat out. Regardless, pre-season is well underway for many people around the GV. Anyway, the session finished, and like it is, everyone would know during pre-season, you're wearing in your new boots, or you're getting a lot of injuries at the start, or just little things like blisters or cuts and bruises. I'm covered in them at the moment. I can barely walk. My feet are disgusting at the moment.
Can I just say quickly, you've been saying all morning that this is, you're about to tell me the grossest story I've ever heard, and I feel a bit sick already. And so everything you say right now, I'm like, is that the gross part? So you've just mentioned blisters, and all I'm picturing is big pussy blisters that are about to pop everywhere.
Don't put down your breakfast if you're listening right now, because one of the boys in the team, and I'm going to name and shame him because he nearly made me vomit, Evan, he comes up to us after training when everyone was sitting around having a beer, and he goes, look what I've got for you.
God, this is it. I'm feeling sick.
He holds out his hand.
No.
And there's a 20-cent coin flake of skin that was covering a blister that had been not just ripped off whole, but he'd taken it out and he thought it was some sort of joke. It looked like a piece of pepperoni. And he thinks it's funny to go and throw it at people. So he's throwing around this I can't even talk about it without gagging. He's throwing around this pepperoni-sized flake of skin that had been ripped off somewhere on his foot and think it's funny. And then the boys start joking like it's some sort of funny pizza topping or something.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I've got to go. This is too much.
Did you touch it?
No. He put it really close to my face.
How thick are we talking?
It literally was a pepperoni-sized piece of skin. Like, he brought it close enough, whereas if I breathed in, the air from my breath probably would have sucked it up into my throat.
All right. Calm down. Like, calm down. Let's not get too involved in this story.
It was dangerously close. Help me out, though. 13, 12, 16. I want to know what's the most disgusting thing you've seen.
Well, do you know what? That's actually not as bad. You kind of talked it up.
No, did I?
Yeah.
I
was expecting it to be something really, really gross.
We're talking a pussy flake of skin. I can't do blisters and stuff, though. So it depends. Some people, so you're okay with some stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anything to do with nails, blisters, I'm in dry reach territory.
Didn't you tell me you used to have a jar of nails?
Yeah, but like anything, I can't even talk about. Like when, say, if someone rips a nail off or just that thought itself, makes me gag like no tomorrow.
No, I feel like you're a bit weak, bro.
I hate anything to do with the body or things like that. It makes me so sick.
My boyfriend Gav got sunburn and he started peeling and he just pulled it was like glad wrap a layer off his chest. Look, do it, have a go. I'm like, I don't want to have a go. What are you talking about?
What about, I've got all these scabs on my my elbow and knees, right? Yeah. And I had someone come up to me on the weekend actually on Saturday. They said, are you okay? I looked at him like, what do you mean? Am I okay? Yeah, I just did a slide tackle in soccer and took off some, skin.
Legend.
Because I'm a hero.
Yep.
He was looking at me like, he thought I was on the glass pippy or something.
Oh,
and I'm just itching myself too much.
Yeah, okay.
Just anyone that's looking out for me, no, I am okay. But
how do you peel them off your scabs?
No, but what made me sick is at our Australia Day party last week, your roommate, Mia, Mia too, is obsessed with scabs. And she goes, can I touch it? I'm like, no, that is disgusting.
When I fell off my scooter, I was covered in scabs and I tried to get people to sign my scabs. You know how people sign your cast? I was like, gave them a Sharpie and said, wait, can you sign my scab? No one wanted to. It was so weird.
Not for me.
All right, let's go to Paul from Shep. Paul, have you got a gross story to top Josiah's for us?
Yeah, my mate used to get warts on his hand. It bite them off right down to the roof. So that they'd come right out and you wouldn't get them again.
I'm done. Gross. Can't deal.
He would extract the wart using his teeth. Did he swallow them?
Oh, come on, man.
No, he spat them out, but then there was blood everywhere and he sort of sucked the blood.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Is he a normal human being or has he got a few issues up
Obviously
top?
Obviously not.
No, he's normal, but he just likes getting rid of them off his hands, so he just bought them.
Oh, go to the doctor, I reckon, get it frozen off. It seems like an easier way.
Yeah. Aren't warts contagious as well? Yes. Like if he's biting them off and he goes and then kisses someone, does that mean they're going to get warty lips?
I don't know.
You never kissed him, Paul?
I think that's a different type of warts. Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, I want to say thank you for your call, Paul, but you've made us all feel very sick.
I'll give you that one. He's definitely topped what happened Friday night. Thanks, Paul.
No worries.
All righty, let's go to Anna from Echuca. Anna, have you had something gross happen recently?
On Saturday, I was at my boyfriend's brother's place. He's got a brand new baby. They were changing the nappy and the little puppy ran up and ate the baby's poo.
Nah. I mean, I guess that's kind of in their nature.
I draw the line at poo stuff. That is disgusting.
I mean, it's not dog poo, so it is a step up.
Oh, that's like a time that I saw someone vomiting. I was on a glass bottom boat and I saw someone vomiting off the side of it and all the fish came and ate. Yeah, I know. Why are we doing this to ourselves this morning? It's a Monday. We're supposed to be starting fresh. Why are we making ourselves vomit?
How was lunch after that, Anna? Tasted nice?
There was none.
And Anna never ate again. Thanks for your call.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Bit of fun now on the show.
You and I don't do serious stuff very often.
No, we're known for being pretty fun and lighthearted, but sometimes in life, serious things do happen. So I'm going to share with you something that's pretty uncomfortable. I'm starting already. Oh, very uncomfortable for me to talk about something that happened to me over the weekend. So you and I were out over the weekend, obviously, and I got a phone call late Saturday night, which shook me up, and that's what one of my good mates had passed away. Yeah. He's been battling cancer for the last 16 weeks, which isn't a long time, and I spoke to him not long ago. He was in very good spirits. When you're battling something like that, it's just horrific, and it affects so many families. Listening right now as well. The doctors were very hopeful for him and we were all praying for a miracle and we thought he was going to be fine for, or at least for have a lot longer to live. Mm-hmm. Last week, however, he got pneumonia and obviously when you're fighting such a tough disease, your body can't cope any longer. And Saturday he passed away, which is very sad. Especially he's got a wife who's been incredible to me over the last few years, or the last 10 years really of my life, and also two sons, which is just devastating. Mm-hmm. They're just such an amazing person and family to me and all my mates growing up. He was not only an amazing mentor and leader to me in my life, but he was actually the person that shaped me to be the person I am today, probably all the good parts anyway. He was also, and this is especially why I want to talk about it, he was the one that got me into radio. He was the one that literally encouraged me. He had his own little studio in his house. And when I was about 16, 17, we used to go over there and make fake radio shows together. And he used to have his own radio show in England. He was the one that told me to chase my dreams. So when I finally got my own radio show 10 years later, I thought he couldn't be prouder of me any more than he could. And he was one of the first people I called. And there was never a prouder person either. And the reason why I want to talk about it now is to make sure you go give your loved ones a hug today. Make sure you tell your friends and family that you love them. Life's too short. Don't put it off. I also want to encourage every guy that's listening right now that's okay to be emotional and speak up about it. Because like I said before, I'm finding it very hard to express my emotions. I always do. I'm one of those people that loves to bottle things up and put it to the side. Mm-hmm. But I thought it would be good to use the power of radio and what I do for a job to express that every guy do speak up because it's okay.
Yeah, no, you're so right. Like it's hard for anyone to talk about stuff that's hurting them and that's going on in their life, let alone for guys. It does seem to be, a bit of stigma around it. So the fact that you have come out today is, I'm really proud of you and I'm sure he would be too. Sorry that you're having to go through this, buddy. It really kills me to see you like this.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But any message that I want to get out there by talking is do hug your loved ones. Life is short, like I said before, and guys, speak up. It's okay. But to Timbo, I know you're looking down. You're probably up there partying like crazy right now and smiling. Look forward to seeing you again one day.
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Our new game is called Meet Me in the Riddle. Doing riddles because everyone loves a bit of a riddle on a Monday morning.
It took us way too long to come up with that name as well, didn't it?
No, judging on how long it took us to be creative about a name does not inspire me with a lot of hope for this segment.
No, it doesn't at all. I am your host for this evening. My name is Josiah. Thanks for coming and playing along. The reason I am your host is because, let's be honest, I will not be able to solve any riddles.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Well, I know you did just say it was the evening, so it's not a good start.
I mean, it's a game show, definitely, so usually morning. Happen at night. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. All right, should I kick it off?
Yeah, of course.
You've got 3 degrees, I've got 0, so it makes sense that you are participating in Zeriddle and I am the host.
So we're asking people to call in on 13, 12, 16 to help me?
Help you if you can't get them.
Okay.
But I'm going to kick it off very easily.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Ellie, help us out here.
Yeah.
Which word in the dictionary, there's one word in particular that is spelled incorrectly?
Incorrectly. Yes! Good start, is that right?
I haven't said yet if it was right or not.
Oh.
Yeah, you were correct.
Good start, Ellie. I'm off to this real flyer. How quick was that? That was
It was very quick. That's why you're playing, I'm hosting. Oh, all right, number two.
Yep.
No need to call yet because Ellie's doing really well.
Thanks, guys.
I'm tall when I'm young and I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
Tall when I'm young and short.
I'll give you a clue. I'm not Benjamin Button.
What about like an old person because they get shorter as they get older?
Incorrect.
I'm tall when I'm young, I'm short when I'm old.
What am I?
Short, old.
This is a long game, but a quick game, but a short game.
I'm tall when I'm young. What's young?
13, 12,
a
16.
Tree? Nah.
Incorrect.
What shrinks as it gets older?
Tall when I'm young, short when I'm old. Ellie, what am I?
Time?
It is not time. That is also incorrect.
That's good, though, because like time when you're young, you got all the time in the world. You got tall amount of time, and then you got a short amount of time.
Incorrect is also the word that is spelled incorrectly in the dictionary.
Thank you so much. Okay. Ugh. All right. Someone's calling through.
13, 12, 16. Who have we got here?
Hi, my name's Fairley.
Fairley, help us out. What am I?
I think it's a candle.
You are absolutely spot on.
Did you know that? Had you heard the riddle before?
I hadn't. No, I was trying to figure it out. Yeah, it came up with candle.
Well done. I thought you must have heard it. Oh, stick around with us, Fairley, because I'm going to do another one here and see if Ellie can get this. Ready?
Okay. All
right.
Okay, let's go. Let's go Fairley versus Ellie here.
Okay. Oh, God, I'm scared.
The battle of the LYs.
Fairley, I'm scared. What it's difficult.
This is quite easy, actually. No, I'll go to the next one.
Okay.
You can drop me from the tallest building and I'll be fine. But if you drop me in water, I die. What am I?
A water balloon. you can drop me from the tallest building, but if you drop me in water, I'd... ice?
No. Ooh, not far, but you're on the right page. No, you're on the right kind of
hail?
Thought. No.
Rain?
No, I've given you too much. You're not that close. You're warm. Not that.
A weather thing of some kind?
Fairly, you drop me from the tallest building and I'll be fine, but if you drop me in water, I'll die. As in, I'll disobey.
Oxygen.
It's not oxygen.
Air.
Fairly, you were so smart 5 minutes ago. All right, I'll give the answer this morning is paper.
Oh. That's a stupid one. Are you really disappointed with that?
I am really disappointed with that.
Yeah.
I didn't write the riddles.
We should have quit at candle. We should have quit then.
You can drop me from the tallest building, I'll be fine. Paper floats down. But when you drop in water, it all goes into whatever, to a mess.
Yeah.
I don't write the riddles.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. You're getting very aggressive.
Fairly. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Ellie's got a prize for you off here, don't you?
Yeah, just my love and affection and admiration and appreciation for you getting involved with the show. Thanks, Fairly. Meet me in the riddle. It will be back next Monday.
Oh, will it?
Well, maybe, depending on whether Josiah can find some better
riddles. Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, have a very good friend of mine who he's from Sweden. Originally, though, he's from Albania. You know how much I like Albanians on this show.
So much. You don't shut up about it. Well, do I need an Albanian alert?
Not right now.
Do you know what I
love more than just Albanians?
What?
Successful Albanians. And this man is one of the most successful in the world. He set up a school in LA, which founded one of the best bands of all time, which is Noted, which we have been playing on the radio station. You might know them from their song, I Want to Know. Does she make you feel
wanted? Is she all you want? Cracking song.
And now he's setting up a school in LA. I'm going to go to him on now to tell us a little bit more about it because they are looking for the next best thing from Australia to go to LA. Gazeem Gashi, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
Oh, so good. Now, this is huge. So you've created this school, have you?
Yes. So the thing is that I kind of have been developing brands for music schools in Sweden and in Europe, and I've did that since I was kind of 23 years old, so that was 4 years ago. And then I did that, and that's how I met Noted. And they were just like two regular guys in Sweden, and then they had this idea of making something like a group duo, and then they just created Noted, and then no one wanted to release the song I Wanna Know. And I was like, are you guys crazy? This is like the best song right now. Like, you guys need to release it then. And then, yeah, they just released it. And so much things have happened since then. But yeah, so it's been nice. But that, but then I got recognized by Forbes and Huffington Post in Sweden, and that kind of led me to the US.
Forbes right. magazine. That is unbelievable.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Good.
Well, for anyone that wants to apply, we'll grab that link off you off air and get in touch with us and we'll give it to you right now.
Yeah. Hey, you've been around the music industry for a while. Have you got any cool stories about like hanging out with musicians and famous people? Yeah,
who's the most famous person you've met?
I've met Justin Bieber because he had his world tour, the Propose tour. In Stockholm.
Yeah, I went to that in Australia.
Yeah, so I was with them backstage because my friend Patrick Nielsen, who is his personal trainer, invited me to come with him. So
damn.
Wow. Nice. What's Justin Bieber like in person? Is he a nice guy?
He's nice. I mean, at that time, like, he was very nice. He had so the thing is that for the school that I was in Sweden, that kind of made a lot of noise because Steve Angello was Swedish House Mafia. Came to the school with his private plane, and then that became like the biggest thing in Sweden. And he and Justin Bieber are signed to Scooter Brown Project. So when I met Justin Bieber, he already knew about me and his work. He was like, hey, you're Gazeem, that guy who works for music and education, right? So we're like, yeah. So I had like a very good conversation with him because kind of knew who I was and was really
imagine meeting Justin Bieber
that.
And being starstruck, but then Bieber goes, oh, I know who you are.
Yeah, that is
so
awesome.
It's been nice. A lot of people are nice. There's definitely people who are not so nice that we might think are nice. I'm not going to say
any names. Come on. Come on, Gazeem. Give us some names.
Gazeem, don't say my name. Don't say my name.
No.
Yeah, when you meet Josiah in person, you realize he's not a nice guy. All righty. Well, good luck with the school, and hopefully some of our Goulburn Valley locals will get in touch with you and submit their stuff, because we'd love for the next big thing to be from our region.
Love that. Well, Gazeem Gash, we have a big Albanian community here. We're going to welcome you with open arms. You're welcome anytime. You can stay with me or Ellie. We love you very much.
Particularly if you're bringing Bieber with you. Yeah. I'm okay with that. All right. Thanks, Gazeem.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie. Scoopla.
Alrighty, let's cross over to Hollywood and speak to our resident Hollywood reporter, Dean McCarthy. Morning, Dean.
Hey guys, good morning everyone.
All right, hit us, buddy. What's been happening in old Tinseltown?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so the Super Bowl is today. This is interesting. You know, we're all excited for the Maroon 5 halftime show and to see the, don't ask me what, who's playing. Two people are playing. There's two teams. Two big teams. They're really, really
so sports. We don't cross you for sports.
Yeah, no, Giselle is married to one of them.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
New England Patriots.
Yeah, right. So all of these players, all of their homes are getting threats because people know that they're not at home. People know that they're at the Super Bowl. So all of the players have had to beef up security at their mansions in Atlanta and LA and all around the country because people, they become targets. Everyone knows that they're not home. So interesting kind of twist, but it should be a really fun game.
That's a really good point. I never thought of that. I suppose every time they've got an away game.
Yeah, literally every year at the Super Bowl, they get broken into because all the family are out of town as well. What's happening with Ariana Grande, Dean?
Okay, brilliant. She's been offered $1.5 million to remove the awful tattoo she got on her hand. If you missed it, she accidentally got some Japanese symbols. They were written wrong. They were supposed to translate to seven rings. Instead, they translated to Japanese-style barbecue grill. So she, you know, fail. But this company has offered her $1.5 million to remove the tattoo and become the face of a tattoo removal company. And you know what? Good idea. Get the tattoo gone and move on with your life.
I would get a tattoo and make sure it's messed up if they offer me 1.5, as if you wouldn't.
You and Ariana Grande are equally as famous, though, so it does
beautiful.
Make sense. And as beautiful, of course.
Similar deal.
Do we know how it happened in the first place, how the tattoo got so wrong?
Yeah, good question. So essentially, the Japanese characters, they create a word, and the word was supposed to translate to seven rings, but the word had a kind of slightly different spelling, and that's how it becomes a different meaning. So they're very extremely similar. It wasn't like if you got an English tattoo that said seven rings, or you got one that said Japanese style barbecue grill. It was very, very similar, the characters. So that is how the fail occurred.
There you go. All right. Well, good luck to Ariana. I'm sure she's really struggling through this tough time.
Hey, Dean, you know what you are? In Japanese, you are kawaii.
Kawaii.
Kawaii. What does that mean, Ellie?
That means cute.
What do you mean? How do you know?
Speak a little bit.
I did Japanese at school. Josiah's got Google in front of him. We're very multicultural in here.
Japanese for cute. I'm so dead. I love it.
Kawaii. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.